I told you there was a big announcement coming for Certified Mama's Boy, and we're going to get into that today on the show, finally. Also, if you had the opportunity not to work, would you take it? And I know that sounds really nice, right? But I am telling you, before you jump into that boat and say, absolutely, I'm going to do that, I think it comes with a lot more than you actually realize. And we're going to get into that with Ask My Mom today on the show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? Yeah, today is September the 5th. Welcome back from your long weekend. We're happy to have you here. We're a podcast based in three principles: live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, let's talk about the changes that are coming to Certified Mama's Boy. We don't have to sugarcoat this or make it, the most dramatic change ever, which I probably would have done at the beginning of this podcast. 3 years ago, they'd have been like, you won't believe the changes that are coming. They're going to blow your mind like no other podcast has ever done before.
I got a lot less dramatic.
If you're hopping in here, maybe you haven't listened in a while, just wanted to listen to what the changes are. It's a lot less dramatic here than it used to be. I think my life is a lot less dramatic than it used to be. It's kind of a product of the, product of the environment? What's that called? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more peaceful around here nowadays, people. Not a lot of drama. It's been nice. So think about this. 3 years ago, we literally started this podcast, and we had no idea what was in store for us, did we, Mom? Remember that phone call when I called you that day?
Totally clueless.
I remember sitting in the kitchen, and keep in mind, it was 2020. It was pre-pandemic when all the planning started for this, but I had lost my radio job. And all of a sudden, when I told Jeff Dollar, who is our sister podcast, The Upside, he was like, hey, you guys start a podcast. I'm like, oh, I was thinking about it, but I just don't know like what I would talk about. I have no idea. He's like, well, I don't care. He's like, just start the process now. And I'm like, okay. Cause we knew that we had like a small window that me losing my job was only going to be as important as I made it seem, if that makes sense, right? Did I use my firing as a benefit to myself? I did.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because I felt like this is like the last thing that I get, right? It's like my last opportunity to like really harness what I'd built in San Diego, right? Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I did. Was it before, if you're new to our show, basically what I did was and I knew they were going to come on and read some generic ass statement about what happened to me. And so I knew that if I were to come back that same day and kind of drop some little hint at like, hey, don't believe the stories that you're hearing. Wait till you hear it from me first. Mm-hmm. That like it would add a level of like suspense. This is like what 15 years of radio at this point. I'm like, I can make this dramatic. So exactly what I did. And we started a text line. People texted in and you guys were going back and forth and, signing up. We have over 10,000 people text in.
So crazy.
At that point, that's when I was like, holy shit, I guess I got to do a podcast, but I have no idea what to do. I don't even know how to do a podcast or what to talk about. I have no idea. So, it was one of those things where it's kind of a leap of faith. Like, let's just see how this pans out. And like most things we talked about in this last 3 years, those have been my day ones, is that it literally started unfolding, right? Like one thing led to another. Like people kept showing up, resources started showing up, and it just kind of started making itself. Like my mom said she'd come on and do some stuff with me. And I was like, okay, I could do a mama's boy podcast. And then Jeff was helping me and I had some other friends that were helping me. And then all of a sudden, like it just kind of all came together. Now I planned this in like early, I don't know. I started planning this in January, mm-hmm. and I still wasn't quite sure what I was going to do. And then when the lockdown hit was when all of a sudden I was like, I had no job at this point. And also I'd only really committed to doing 20 episodes of this show at that point. We said, we're going to come in, do basically 4 weeks of daily podcasts and just see how it goes. And the rest is kind of history, right? Here we are. Mm-hmm. This is getting close to our 900th episode, full episode. We're almost over 1,000 episodes total between bonus episodes and weekend shows and everything else. And yeah, like it's crazy, right? Like we were number one in Podcast Magazine for almost 12 consecutive months. I think we didn't make it one time. You know, we launched and podcast number 45 above Oprah's Masterclass when we launched this thing. Like it's just crazy. And so it slowly but surely has just kept going and kept going at a pretty high, like it was I kept telling people this is too successful for me to stop doing it, right? So every day for the past 3 years at 5 o'clock, I've sat down and we've recorded Certified Mama's Boy.
Long distance.
So I knew from the second that I got the radio job that this most likely wasn't going to be sustainable. But again, it was going so well and I enjoyed doing it so much that I just said, let me wait and see how this goes. Let me play this out and see how this goes. Cause I enjoy doing the show. I enjoy really more than anything, having like a dedicated time to talk to my mom every day, which has been kind of nice. You know, like we've never talked this much in our whole entire lives, probably even when I was a child. I don't think you and I spent this much time together every day.
Right. So not in conversation, that's for sure.
But I kept thinking about that of like, this is really a kind of a unique situation where I can find the time and you can find the time. And so why don't we just, instead of just talking on the phone every day, why don't we just record and see what comes of it? So, but I knew, especially as we rolled into 2022, I was like, man, this is like completely impeding on my life. Like I'm really having a hard time. And if you listen to this podcast and you know, for a long time, it's just felt like it's, even though it's not a huge time period every day, I spend somewhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours on it daily, that it was still a big responsibility to be in this seat every day at 5 o'clock. You know, that's a really hard thing to plan. But still at this point, I'm still pretty excited about it. I'm still like trucking along, but I'm really starting to feel like I'm missing a lot of life, that as you've watched the progress of this podcast happen, you know, it's become way more important to me. Like every month I feel like my job gets less important and my life gets more important. And that's the first thing that's like the first time I've ever been able to say that, because really for the last 20 years, my career has been ultimately number one.
Right.
And everything else has been number two. And that's just by personal preference. It's just what I just always enjoyed. You know, I didn't really take a lot of vacation days early in my career, probably for the first, God, even like halfway through San Diego, I was really taking vacations because I was just like, I got to be here. I got to work. I'm made to work and that's it. That's all I'm doing is just work. And I don't know. I've just changed a lot over the last 3 years. And I'm going to break down some of this, and this might get boring. So this whole thing might be boring as hell, but I feel like I owe you a full explanation of what's happening behind the scenes too. So at the beginning of 2023, I'm still starting to feel kind of burnout. And at this point, though, advertising is getting harder and harder. We're getting less and less ads. And the way that we make the majority of our money outside of Certified Fans is from the live reads that I do. So if I do like an advertisement and I'm like, hey, it's Kramer for whatever, we get the most money from that. We get a few pennies off of the ones that are pre-recorded, but it was enough money where I'm like, it'd be dumb for me to walk away from this. Like it's a good, you know, I mean, I don't think it's a lot of money, but it was a good little, you know, enough to say, well, this can like, you know, if Certified Fans are paying for it to be produced, this feels like it's worth my time to make a few hundred extra bucks every month, you know, doing something that I enjoy doing anyway. So it was nice because I could like pay for my travel. I could pay, you know, I'm already kind of living tight on my budget anyway. So I was like, this kind of frees up some extra money. And plus I can put more money back into the business. It was great. Well, as 2023 has progressed, the live ads have become less and less. And that's kind of a perfect storm between we don't have as many listeners as we had, obviously, when we first started, because everybody kind of came here to find out the drama. And then you guys that are still here every day, you're a loyal group and you're kind of been my consistent. But this summer was kind of like a standstill, man. Like it was like, at one point, Mom, what'd I say that I'm making like $6 an hour, I think.
Yes.
I think it's when I did the math on it, it's like I was making $6 an hour. And I was like, that's insane. Like I'm like sacrificing so much. Like I would love some days just to be able to like go hang out with some friends or like go to yoga or whatever, or just absolutely do nothing, or, you know, like go play a video game would be worth more than $6 to me. Yeah. So it's like enough of this stuff started coming together where one thing that I'm really trying to be focused on is like, what does it feel like? And for the last couple of months, I've just felt like, okay, I feel like we have to like get off of the roller coaster eventually. So like when and where and how and everything else, because the podcast is still expensive to produce. And I don't want to like lose money producing it. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay, I think, with not making, you know, a couple hundred extra bucks every month. Mm-hmm. By not doing it, if I were to be able to add free time back in, is it worth $6 an hour to me to add, you know, extra time into my day? Yeah, it is. So, between that and there is another, unforeseen life circumstance, which we haven't really talked about yet. But we will in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks. You know, we told you there's a surprise and like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes personally too, to where it just kind of felt like, hey, I can't keep producing. And I don't have the desire, nor does it really make sense to keep producing Certified Mama's Boy every day. I'm burnt out with it doing every day. Honestly, I tell my mom, I love doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Thursday, Friday, I'm over it.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, so even more explanation now is I knew that if I can't do 5 episodes a week, then those live reads are basically pointless because we won't have enough listenership to make it worthwhile. I knew I needed 5 days a week to be able to make that financially make sense. So I knew if I did 4 days or less, it wasn't going to add up anymore. So I was like, okay, so this is basically going to be, you know, if I'm going to forfeit one day, then like, it's basically a hobby at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, what do I really want? Like, what do I really want to do with Certified Mama's Boy? Because honestly, I feel like some days I come on here and it's just some fluff and I don't really want to do that. I feel like I've got 2 or 3 really good days of stuff to talk about. And then some days I'm like, I saw this when I was prepping the radio show, which is true. I mean, I am interested in that, but I do feel like there's just some days I'm not giving even what I want to give, but more of like an obligation to sit down and record a podcast. And I don't really want to feel like that. I know that I've got a couple of days a week in me that I can make this show really good. And then I feel like the rest of it, it's because I do have the radio show that I've got to focus on. I do put a lot of content over there that what makes the most sense to me to really fit the lifestyle that I want to live and to make this sustainable for a long period of time is recording 2 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy a week. So starting the first week of October, Certified Mama's Boy is going to produce 2 episodes every single week. With a caveat, and this is the caveat that I've been telling you has been coming, but I think you'll maybe understand once I explain this to you. So again, I don't want to lose money doing this podcast. And right now, the only financial source that we're going to have, and hopefully what I'm going to be able to do with this free time is be able to put more time into creating merchandise, because we do make a few dollars off merch. You know, there's other ways that we can make money for the podcast that will be more beneficial than running commercials 5 days a week, right? Especially with these $6 a day days that we're having. So it'll hopefully open up my avenue to create and be more creative in other ways and still put on 2 really good shows. But mainly, the only thing that's going to fuel Certified Mama's Boy financially is going to be donations from people like you. And so that's where obviously you come into this next chapter. I said starting in October, we'll have two episodes. One of those episodes is going to be an everyday episode. If you've been a listener to our for, you know, forever, if you're not a certified fan, you'll still be getting one episode every single week of Certified Mama's Boy. Because I do need to make this make financial sense and be able to pay for itself. The second show every single week is going to be a certified fans only show. And that will be exclusively brought to your podcast player, most likely every Thursday. And that will be only for certified fans, paid active certified fans. So that way there is going to be a big incentive, especially if you're someone that's used to listening to this show every single day. I hope that you will see the massive benefit in supporting Certified Mama's Boy, because that will then be able to be a whole nother avenue for you to get double the content and be able to, you know, produce that, or, you know, to be able to basically support the podcast through a whole another episode every single week. So that will be it. That is our big news. Starting the first week of October, Certified Mama's Boy, most likely, I don't have the final details, but I'm going to say this and just know it will change, may change. You'll get a new episode every Tuesday, and then Certified Fans will get an episode every Thursday. Thoughts?
Mom? Oh, from me?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like this is the first time I've heard this.
Yeah, we've talked about it for a while. I mean, we've been talking about this, honestly, behind the scenes for about 6 months at this point.
Yeah, I'm excited about it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I know that you have a very demanding schedule, and I've worried about you not having enough time to do nothing if you wanted to.
Yeah,
to find some time in your life to have just some good downtime.
Well, what I found too, let me interject really quick and then you continue. Sorry, but like, mm-hmm. what I found is that during COVID, during the lockdown, mm-hmm. it was really nice because
you didn't have anything else going on.
I had nothing else to do. It was a really fun 5 day a week project. I really enjoyed it through COVID lockdown. I really mm-hmm. thoroughly enjoyed doing this every single day.
Different time, different circumstances.
Right. I had nowhere to go, nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So it was like it was nice, especially before the radio job. It was really, really nice to be able to be super creative.
Mm-hmm. And to connect with people. I mean, it was really great. And I like the fact that in doing the two shows a week, I think our content will be more interesting.
Yeah.
Because we won't be here like you say, after the first 3 days going, okay, what should we talk about today?
You got anything? I don't have anything. I don't know.
Especially since you've already done two shows sometimes before you get to this one, you know?
Yeah. All my radio friends, by the way, think Third of a Mom's Boy schedule is absolutely insane. Like nobody can quite comprehend.
I don't understand why in the world you would do such a thing.
And honestly, I've been proud of it because it is a real challenge. I mean, to be able to sit here and be this creative, and honestly, it's taken a toll on probably all the shows to not have enough time and really creative energy, but
people are still there.
But like, I really still find it interesting. You know, I still like find it like I can create, if I can brag on myself for one moment, being able to, create this much content is pretty freaking impressive. Like I even blow myself away that I can produce 11 shows a week by myself.
That's
with
crazy.
Jess, you know, with some of them, but like, it's pretty crazy.
That's
a
lot. That is a lot for anyone. You sound like Ryan Seacrest now.
Well, you know, not quite. It's just like, hopefully in my free time, I'll be able to go host a, you know, reality show or two.
Jeez. But the other thing I like about having a specific day for just certified fans is that I think the depth of our relationship will be even more significant now.
Right.
Meaning that content, you know, is what we'll share on the fan page, which is where we all connect so well and have become such a family. I mean, I, you know, at that funeral, I was with Ida and I was with Margaret. Well,
you can't just say that funeral and expect everyone to know what's going on.
Yeah.
No, well, like, who died? Wait a minute.
Last week, one of my dearest girlfriends died. And we had her service on Saturday, and Margaret was there, and Ida was there, and we've all been longtime friends. But that the whole podcast thing helped us to kind of keep up to date, keep up to speed with where we were. It wasn't like, how have you been for the last 40 years? It was like, oh,
that's
wow,
true,
this is so exciting. And I just love the way that fans reach out for support on that page, and that we're all there for each other when we need support. We know we can go there, and they're always there for us. I just think it'll add another dimension to that that I'm really very excited about. So I hope that, you know, even more people will consider becoming a fan to be a part of that aspect of the show too.
Sure. So we've been talking behind the scenes. You know, I did a State of the Pod address a few months ago, or I guess about a month ago, and just talking to certified fans, because I said, here's the thing. If everyone bails when I go 2 days a week, then like, it's just not even worth doing it. Because again, I just don't want to lose money doing this podcast. That's all I ask. I may not make a penny off this, and I doubt I will anymore. Mm-hmm. But as long as I don't lose money in the process, then I feel like I've done okay. Right. So I was like, I need to talk to certified fans, because everybody bails, I'm really in trouble. So we had a Facebook Live, had over 400 comments. It was really cool. Mm-hmm. And I do want to address this, because I feel like it needs to be addressed, which is there's a level of guilt that I have about doing this. And also there's like a level of failure too. And I want to just put all the emotions out here, because there's definitely a lot of things that come with this. With this change, let's start with the. I mean, number one, let's start with the good news first. Good news is I am happy to like free my schedule up, creatively, time wise, everything else. You know, even like when I travel, I don't have to like worry about producing five shows every week. You know, it's like it's crazy. The rough news, the not so great news, is that you know you guys have supported me so much. And especially if you've been here since day one or not, it doesn't matter. If you made it to the podcast, like you're like in, you know what I mean? Like you're not just listening to the radio show. You're not even just following me on social media. Like you've made a choice to come, like make me an active part of like your podcasting section when I'm not even really a podcaster. This podcast is about absolutely nothing. And so, yeah, it's been. Part of me feels guilty because I do feel like I'm taking away episodes. And for that, I do feel a lot of you guys have started, you know, listen every single day, 5 days a week, and like have chosen this show as your entertainment or your companionship or whatever. And so there is a level of me that feels guilty about taking that away. And then on the other hand, the other not so great news about this is that I was always hoping that Certified Mama's Boy could maybe possibly be my next step in my life, you know, career wise. Like I always hoped that like, what if we made this thing big enough to where, and it's why I didn't want to give up for so long, is because I always said, well, wouldn't it be great if I could just do Certified Mama's Boy? And that could be my only job and have the freedom of like living where I wanted to and doing what I wanted to. And it just didn't pan out that way. Mm-hmm. And so there's a level of like sadness that comes with that too, knowing that basically once I drop the episodes that like, that's that, you know, like that's no longer going to be an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I don't, there obviously, any thoughts on that, Mom, when it comes to like the guilt or the just like the disappointment of it?
Well, you know, those 400 people and the people that know you well were mostly, I think most of them, were very supportive of you because they understand at some level how demanding it is to do what you do. And because they care about you, first and foremost, they wanted you to do what was right for you. And that's what I heard more than anything in the comments that I saw. And I, you know, things change. I mean, you know, we didn't know where this thing was going. I still don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, we just get on here and we just like, we've just rolled with it.
Yeah.
But things change, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I mean, I've retired and this has been fine to do, but I'm going to have other things to do. And, you know, it's just a good time for us to say, okay, let's revamp,
right.
Take a look, make it work for our lives. Because I think in all of life, that's what we all have to do. We have to step back and really assess what it is we're doing and look at the balance of our lives and determine, is it in balance? If not, what do I need to change to make it more balanced so that we all have a good life?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
I think it's great.
I thank you for, you know, understanding. I know there was a small percentage, I would say maybe 10% of people were pretty disappointed. And I don't know how that news is going to hit now that we're, you know, it's public. But thank you for understanding, at least trying to comprehend like where everything's at. And again, I think when we tell you one more piece of the puzzle soon, you'll really understand like why this is such a necessary change for like everyone involved. So here's the deal. Coming up in October, just a quick summary. Certified Mama's Boy first week is going to be our regular Tuesday show. Our Thursday show will be called More Mama's Boy, and that will be a certified fan only thing. If you would like to join certified fans, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888 Kramer 8. And certified. And you can go to the show notes. You can go to the certifiedmamasboy.com. And am I forgetting anything else? What I'm hoping is, my fear is I'm going to like announce this and like not one new person's going to join.
Oh, geez. Now, listen, now let me ask, does the price change to join?
So right now it does not. Mm-hmm. It does cost. I realize that by producing extra content, it is, and by extra, I mean like to be able to feed you a separate podcast for just fans. Mm-hmm. There is going to be an extra, it's about 50 cents per person. Mm-hmm. So I right now feel okay with our price points, which is $6 a month or $60 a year. Mm-hmm. I really can't afford to go any cheaper than that. Mm-hmm. So that's the deal as of now. It'll be $6 a month, and it will be, cause our production costs don't change, right? Like everything's still the exact same cost. There's absolutely not one penny we're saving by producing less episodes. Mm-hmm. We're just not producing as many episodes, but it doesn't cost us any less, you know, to do it. The other question too that I remember people ask about that I can answer, I really want to answer everything, we can move on here, but a lot of people are asking, what are the shows going to be like? Are we still going to have like, because we have a lot of things that are, you know, it's Tuesday. Like whatever, we don't have Ask My Mom right now. Like it's, you guys are used to getting that. The answer is I don't quite know content wise yet. What I'm going to do is I'll talk to certified fans as we get closer to October and kind of figure out like what the favorite segments are, mm-hmm. and then kind of make it, I don't think there's going to be any consistency to it. Make it kind of a hodgepodge maybe of like what we're feeling, what feels good to us. And, if people are excited about some things, we'll do it more. And if you're not, then we'll either cut it or we'll do it less. If there's like a, you know, if it's middle of the road, maybe do it less often. Mm-hmm. And then just genuinely see what feels right for that episode, you know? So mm-hmm. Is there anything I'm forgetting? I don't think there is, but I think that's it.
Well, if so, we have a month.
Yeah, I'm not to figure this out, but you got mm-hmm. Certified Mama's Boy going on the rest of the month.
Of September.
Yep. Mm-hmm. At the same speed as we've been running. So I'm just trying, I feel like I'm forgetting something anyway, but thank you to everybody that supported us for Certified Mama's Boy and certified fans. And I hope that we'll see a bunch of new people join, and that support alone will show me, okay, like hopefully we can keep this thing going. Cause I promise y'all, I'm going to do this podcast as long as I can afford to do it. If it starts getting expensive for me, that's it. Y'all know I'm too cheap to be paying for this podcast myself. So we're going to be out. Okay. We're already way deep into this podcast. I got so much to talk about, but, let's skip quote for today.
Okay.
Let's skip content for today. I'm sorry. That was literally almost a 30-minute announcement. Let's do Ask My Mom in just a second. First, thank you to BetterHelp. All right. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and we're very thankful to have these guys on here. You know, like this actually would have been a good reason to hop on BetterHelp. I didn't talk in therapy about this. Because I really trust my gut in this process. And maybe it was the wrong idea. I don't know. We'll find out. But like, if you ever feel uncertain about where your life is going or what's like the right path, you know, which way to take in your relationship or whatever else, like maybe it's time you finally step into therapy. And you may have thought about it for years. Maybe you went before and like you just haven't gone in a while. There's so many things. Since there's not a, I've always said there's no book to any of this stuff, right? You can't turn to page 68 and figure out what to do if you feel like you got to change your podcast. Or if you're having a hard time with your career, not feeling quite right anymore, or, you know, whatever your relationship, there's no book to this stuff. Like no book of life, but therapy is kind of like a map, right? And kind of help you figure out using yourself and a qualified therapist how to get to where you really want to go. And that's what I love about therapy. I've bragged about BetterHelp. They've been on with us. BetterHelp's literally been on with us. They were our very first full-time advertiser. I'll be sad to see them go, actually, because I really do like supporting their cause. I think it's the greatest entry point ever into therapy. You know, I've been a subscriber off and on now for about 3 years. It's my favorite form of therapy, mainly because of the ease and how easy you can connect with somebody. There's nowhere to go. Everything's done on your computer or your phone, and you can talk with somebody super fast, right? So it's great. If you're thinking about therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient. It's flexible. It's suited to fit your schedule. Let therapy be your roadmap with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kramer today to get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kramer. Okay, so a little different today. Before we do Ask My Mom, thank you to all of our certified fans. I just really want to thank every single certified fan today. Typically, we dedicate episodes to people, but today feels like, man, if it wasn't for every single certified fan, and this actually, I want to make this even broader. I want to thank every certified fan active right now. I want to thank anyone that's ever been a certified fan, and I want to thank anyone who will be a certified fan moving forward, because if it wasn't for every single one of you, we would not be in this spot that we are today. That's financially, for sure. It just wouldn't be a thing. And again, I never got rich off this podcast. Like I made a couple hundred bucks a month, right? Personally, which I rarely ever spent anyway. I just put it back into the business account. But if it wasn't for certified fans, like producing this financially, we never would have gotten to this point today. And like, as bittersweet as it is, I'm so thankful that we're not coming on here today saying that, like, well, we just couldn't keep the doors open anymore. Hopefully we're not going to get there. I'm hoping that's not the case.
Right.
But I'm hoping that this is the beginning of a new chapter, a longer, sustainable chapter financially. You know, like, I don't have to worry about download counts anymore. I don't have to worry. Honestly, moving forward, and I don't know, I mean, this show may evolve, year after year. Y'all might get cold outside in this winter, and y'all might be seeing 5 episodes a week again. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But that's the beauty of it. When I don't have to rely on advertisement and I can rely on sponsorships from you guys, then like we can do whatever the hell we want.
Right.
It's always here. And I don't have to worry. I mean, all I only have to worry about is that you guys stay happy and you don't let your credit card run out.
Expire.
Because that honestly screwed us more than anything, is y'all's credit cards expiring. But it's just nice to not have to worry moving forward. And I don't know. Maybe I'll lose my job again and we'll do 5 days. I don't know. Maybe I'll move to, I don't know. Some
life happens to all of us, but yeah. we'll be sharing our lives together, and that's what's important.
I would love to have 10 years in this podcast. 20, I don't know. You know, like I don't know. But it's only possible now because of certified fans. So today, every single episode, this whole episode is dedicated to every single certified fan. Mom, let's give every single person, past, present, and future, a whoop whoop to getting us to this point today.
Okay, that deserves 3. Whoop. Whoop, whoop, to all of our wonderful certified fans.
Yes.
Wouldn't be here without you.
Thank you so much. Now, if you're like, I want to join, I want to support, listen, Kramer, this podcast is important to me. I'll say it again. You can become a certified fan today. I'd love it. I would love your support, and you'll be getting those bonus episodes and everything else come October. You'll get the certified fans page. You'll get the discounts. You'll get all the stuff by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. You can also go to the show notes of this podcast. You can also go to certifiedmamasboy.com, and that's going to be your three ways in. So thank you so much for your support of our show. All right, Mom, let's at least do Ask My Mom, because we are backed up on these for a couple at least. So Ask My Mom, in case you're new. And by the way, I have the world's worst canker sore. I'm kind of blurring my words together. Oh. This thing is massive, and it's like a straight line today. Oh, it's not like a circle. Sorry. It's like huge.
Oh, those are so bad.
Ask My Mom. Advice segment, Tuesdays, Thursdays right now, at least for the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We got about eight left of these in full time.
Wow.
This is, if you're ever going through a dilemma that you want to hear talked through by a real life mom, we invite you to go to certifiedmamasboy.com. You can click on contact us. You send us the dilemma. My mom will read your letter. She'll give you her motherly advice. And then we as your podcast family hop in with our two cents as well. So what do we have today, Mom?
Okay. During my 20s, I was extremely focused on my career. And as a result, I'm in a senior role at my job and have more than a dozen people working under me. Last month, I got married and took a week off for our honeymoon. My husband also has a very demanding job, and he makes enough money for us both to comfortably live on. He'd like me to dial back my work obligations so I can be free to run our household and focus on activities that I enjoy, since we don't need the extra income. I have mixed feelings about this. I know he's coming from a place of kindness, but I've worked very hard to get where I am at work, and I'm not sure I want to give that up. Also, my mom and grandma always told me to never let a man have full control of the money, that they would trap me, and I feel like in a sense he would own me. Does anyone else not work? How does it affect your relationship? Well, I will speak from my own experience, and that is that, you know, I worked until we had children, and then after we had children, I did, you know, part-time work because I liked to work. And for me, it was great to be with adults and just not be with kids all the time. And, you know, I loved my career. And I would say that if you love what you do and, you know, that's what your heart desires and you've worked hard to stay there, then be true to yourself and follow those gut feelings, because I don't think they'll steer you wrong.
Yeah, don't listen to that. Don't listen to a word that crazy old lady just told you.
Listen to you.
That's the worst advice, Mom. We just had a big announcement. You want to give some terrible advice?
What, to be true to yourself?
Well, I have so many thoughts on this one. No, well, I have so many thoughts on this.
That's not bad advice.
Okay, so a couple things. Number one, who can afford not to work? That's nice. Is there anybody that can afford to just have a one working household? Because that's really, really, really nice. I don't know how you do it anymore. He must make extremely good money, but that's not here nor there. I just think about that. I'm like, I don't think I know anybody that just has like a one working household anymore. Like, I just don't feel like that's really an option. But if you can do it, whatever.
Want to do it.
You're not here for financial advice. My ex-wife didn't work often. I don't want to discount her, but she mostly worked part-time. Well, she owned a clothing store, and then that went under, a year or two into our marriage. And then we moved a lot. So like, she didn't really work, full-time ever, actually. I told her that it was okay not to work, but I didn't mean that. And could we afford it? We afforded it fine. Mm-hmm. But there became this really weird, like, for me, because y'all know I'm cheap. And so I had a really hard time with my money, your money, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was really hard when I made all, let's say I made 90% of the money, 80-90% of the money. It was really hard when she would not do anything all day and then came home and she wanted to like go buy shoes and buy purses and buy, you know, it's like, well, no,
she did something every day. She spent money. I'm sorry. Bad mom. Sorry.
No, but she, you know, honestly, it was, I really struggled with it. I do feel like, I think there's some truth to what your mom and grandma said, which is, I don't feel like I owned my wife by any means. And that's kind of crazy. But I do feel like there was a power shift that was like really unfair for our dynamic. You know what I mean? Like it didn't make things fair anymore because I felt like because I was making more money, I should be able to kind of say what she was spending her money on, right? And that doesn't really make for a well-balanced relationship. My thing is I'll never do that again.
Right.
So I don't recommend doing that unless you're going to be a mom. Maybe that's one thing, but I do think I think your mom and grandma are onto something about that, where I really think you would lose part of yourself and you might regret that. You can always go back, I guess is the one thing, but that's just my experience. And I'd love to hear other people's experience too. If you've only had one, you know, income coming in. The last thing though, that I think of is if I ever met someone rich enough where I didn't have to work, I absolutely would do that. So this is why I'm struggling, because I will never do it again, but I would absolutely do it on the other way. 120%. Y'all, you could own me. I will do whatever you want.
Well, because you fulfilled your career aspirations. She's in her 20s.
Well,
she says during her 20s, she worked extremely hard. She's still young and she loves what she does.
My ass at home and have no qualms about it. I'll be like, hey, sweetie, I'll be rubbing your feet when you get home. Dinner's going to be prepared.
Really?
I would do it all. Cook, clean, take care of the dogs. Like, I'm here for it. So that's my 2 cents. And it's a very long-winded 2 cents of today's Ask My Mom. So, all right, Mom, that's it for – oh, by the way, anybody done that before? Anybody got some advice? 888-Kramer-8. Call, text, or you can go to the Certified Fans page. We'll talk about it over there.
There's a lot of us women that have been in that dilemma.
I just don't know anymore. I just don't know anybody that doesn't have a job anymore, if I'll be honest with you.
I think there's some out there.
I don't know a ton. So 888-Kramer-8, what was your experience? We could really use some advice on this. And Mom, that's going to do it for you today. Love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm always here for your feedback. You know, positive, negative, indifferent. I hope that today's news hits you okay. I hope you'll continue to support Certified Mama's Boy. Maybe you'll even support us at another level now by becoming a certified fan. And that'd be amazing. And, but no matter what, I'm thankful to be able to still be doing this podcast almost 900 episodes in. You're not going to be able to find many podcasts that are 900 episodes. So I take that as an honor and a privilege to be able to have enough people to make it make sense. So I don't take that lightly. And I appreciate you. No matter how the news hits you, I just know that I appreciate you. And welcome to the next chapter of Certified Mama's Boy.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.